Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Protégé Call. So my name is Mario Michael. Most of you should know me. If you don't, well, you know me now. And so a couple things that I just want to mention before we spend the next, I don't know, this is going to potentially be a shorter Protégé Call. And you know, just a couple things that I always recommend to do when you're listening to calls like this, because, you know, look, you never know when somebody's going to say something that can just kind of pop up out at you and, you know, something you need to write down. So a couple things, get a pen and get a paper. And if you're driving, well, I guess try to do it while you're driving. No, I don't recommend that strategy. So, you know, the purpose of this call is I've spent a decent amount of time with Tony over the last, you know, 3 years of my life and being involved with him. I've spent a decent amount of time with Sean. And when I say a decent amount, I would like to say I spent a lot of time with them, traveling with them, you know, asking questions. And I think ultimately just being involved in a lot of things that they're doing. You know, I always try to, a lot of you know my story, getting involved with them and, you know, following them around while they were doing, while they were doing workshops. And, you know, one of the things that I've noticed is that there were kind of like these four things that I was always hearing them say. You know, there was four things that I was always hearing them say. And I feel like these are the four things that it takes to be a successful real estate investor. You know, and here's the other thing. You know, it's not always what we think it is, right? And what I mean by that is there's some things that I may discuss over this call that maybe you don't think it's what you need, but I'm just telling you it's what the pros do, right? And what I mean by pros, it's what Sean and Tony do. It's what they've taught me to do. And it kind of boils down to four simple things that I wanted to go through with you over the next 20, 25, maybe 30 minutes and just kind of talk about what are those four things? What are they? How do they work, right? And how can you be consistent with them to make sure that you have success doing them? One of the things is I am here, by the way, at my house, in my office, and I know that my son just got home from school, so if you hear some screaming in the background, that's what's going on, all right? And for those of you that have kids, you know what I'm talking about. So, you know, here's what I want to do. I want to go through these four with you, and then there's some other key points that I want you to stick through the whole call, okay? Be on the entire call because there's a couple things at the end that I want to give to you for you to take away from this so that you can go away and have success being a real estate investor, okay? There's some important things that I want you to be done at by the end of this call that you can actually take away and you can leave this call and go back out and be a successful real estate investor and start purchasing properties. For those of you that are already purchasing properties that are on this call, well, look, how can you purchase more? How can you already leverage what it is that you're doing? Okay. So just some of those things I want you to think about. And I want to make sure you leave here knowing those things. So hopefully everybody has that pen and piece of paper by now, because I've been talking for a couple minutes. So you should have it by now. All right. I don't know if you want to call them principles, if you want to just call them what four things it takes to be a successful real estate investor. The first one that I've learned, okay, the first one that I've learned after following Sean and Tony, asking them questions, you know, the other great thing that I've been had the ability to do was be around Dante. You know, at one of these last mastermind meetings, I was around Dante for, you know, two full days. And it was just amazing how much he knew, right? It was amazing on the amount of how much he understands real estate and how much he really loves it. So the thing is I've been able to be around what I would like to call the most successful tax lien and tax deed investors in the world, you know? And one of the things that I've noticed that all of them kept saying, Dante, Sean, and Tony, they kept saying this one thing, which was information, which is number one. And write that down, information. They kept saying you have to have information. You know what I mean? You have to be able to do it like what you're doing right now. Think about what you're doing right now. What are you getting? You're getting information, right? You're getting knowledge. You're getting wisdom, as some people would call it. But ultimately, number one, you're getting information, meaning that you're consistently getting information about, don't miss this part now, about tax liens and tax deeds, okay? About real estate. You know, because look, you can go get information about dogs and cats, but it's not going to help you become a successful real estate investor, right? I mean, you want to have targeted information. That's what I'm trying to say. The challenge with people is they start learning, you know, a little bit of information here. Have you ever done that before? Where you start learning about real estate and then 2 weeks later you're learning about stocks and then 10 weeks later you're learning about how to sell cats and dogs. I don't know, but you know what I mean? So the information is constantly changing. What you want to do is consistently get information in the area that you want to become extremely, extremely successful in. So for this case, you want to be successful doing what? Tax liens, tax deeds, redeemable deeds. Okay. So that's what you want to be successful in. So if you want to be successful in that, you got to consistently get information about that. And what I mean by that is, okay, you know, there's numerous different ways to say information, but it could be through doing what you're doing right now. You're getting information. Going to the 3-day workshops, getting information. Doing all those things, listening to the protege calls, learning more about tax liens and tax deeds. And here's the ultimate thing, you know, being involved in it, getting involved in it. So consistently get information about tax liens and tax deeds. Listen to the CDs, okay? Listen to the protege calls over and over and over, okay? Consistently get information about what it is that you want to become an expert in. And that's, I think, really what it comes out to be, is the information ultimately, you know, they say, what is it? I think it's 10,000 hours, but 10,000 hours will make you an expert in any field, right? So make that a goal. Make that a goal that says that I want to spend the next, you know, whatever it takes, 2 years mastering tax liens and tax deeds and getting information where I know everything about them over the next 10 years. And if that's 10,000 hours, that's 10,000 hours. The question is, if you did that and it made you consistently $100,000-$200,000 a year, every single year, you knew for sure you were going to make six figures doing this business, would it be worth it? And I'm sure anybody on the phone that's listening, I'm sure you would say yes, or double your income. How about that? Because there may be people on the phone that are already making six figures or a couple hundred thousand a year, right? So information, write that down, information, and write target. You know what? Instead of writing information, write targeted information, being specific, tax liens and tax deeds information. Consistently keep that information in your ear. Keep learning about it, because here's what happens. When you consistently hear something long enough, eventually I can promise you something, it'll persuade you to believe that it's going to work. You know what I mean? Some people have a confidence issue of making decisions in this business because, look, it's something new. So how do you become more confident in something? Learn more about it. The more you learn about it, the more knowledge you have, the more confident you'll become in making the decisions that you need to make to ultimately go out there and make that money. And hopefully by the end of this call, I don't even say hopefully. By the end of this call, you're going to be in a position where if you follow these four things, that there are people that are listening to the call that, what's the best way to say it, that are going to have the confidence to go out there and make a six-figure income in the next 12 months. All right. The second thing is, and here's what I've learned is, so again, following Sean, following Tony, listening to him, watching Dante, watching successful real estate investors and people that are making and have made millions of dollars doing this, is one of the things that I've noticed is they've consistently surrounded themselves in the right environment. Okay? Think about that for a second. Just imagine for a moment if every single day you were consistently spending time with Sean and Tony. Or every day you were consistently around me, or Frank Agari, or Todd Cannon, or whoever. But you were consistently around the people that were having success in tax liens and tax deeds. Imagine that for a moment. where every day you got to spend 1 or 2 hours with Sean and Tony every day, or with Dante, which is their investor, their mentor, every single day. And you consistently put yourself in an environment where those people that you were putting yourself around were actually having success doing what it is that you want to do. Well, there's a brilliant idea, right? I mean, you know, again, it comes back to the same thing. If you want to have success in something, I mean, I know this sounds simple. I know we've all heard it before, but surround yourself around the people that are having the success doing it. So how do you do that? Well, you got to find people that are having success in the business that you're having success, that you want to have success in. Or just success in real estate in general. If you can find successful real estate investors. And look, there's, what's the name of that program? There's the, real estate investment clubs, right? Go there. I mean, they have, depending on where you live. I mean, I know some of you live in the boondocks, but I've talked to some of you. You live in the boondocks, literally. And however, usually somewhere they have these real estate investment clubs. Find a successful real estate investor. Get around them. And to me, I think the best thing you could do is get around people that are in USTLA. I mean, we're the ones doing it. We're the ones that are having success. We're the ones that want you to have success. But you got to consistently put yourself in that environment. That makes sense, right? I mean, just imagine you're always around people that are doing deals. Eventually, what's going to happen? You're going to have to do deals. I mean, imagine you're spending time and time and time with Sean and Tony every single day for the next 12 months. I mean, look, eventually you're going to have to say, I better get out there and make that happen. So environment, number two, write that down, environment. Consistently put yourself in the right environment. Consistently put yourself around the people that are having success in the exact area that you want to have success in. And the more that you do that, the more you'll have success in the business. Now, here's one thing I want you to think about for a moment. Think about your environment right now. When I say environment, I mean the people you put yourself around, the places that you go and you put, you know, really more the people you're spending time with, okay? That's really more of what I'm saying. If you think of your environment right now or the people you're spending time with right now, how many of them are extremely successful in real estate or extremely successful in business? And the question you got to ask yourself, or the question, or what you really want to maybe say to yourself is, if they're not having the success that I want to have, I'm not saying, well, I'm not doing what most people do and saying, look, throw them aside and get rid of them, right? Kind of throw them in the junkyard and they're gone. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, look at your friends and look at the people you're surrounding yourself around, and are they having success where you want to have success? And if not, not saying get rid of them, but you need to find some people that are. And if you don't have those people already in your life, then you need to get out there and find them. I mean, period, end of story. You know, you can only make those reasons or those stories, like as Sean and Tony call it, creating stories in your head for so long. There's only for so long you can say, well, I don't know anybody that's successful in this. Well, go and find somebody, you know. In your eyes, make it life and death. Make it either you're going to succeed. It's going to make you either succeed or it's going to make you not succeed. And which one do you want to do? Of course you want to succeed, right? So consistently put yourself in that environment. Find people. Find people that are having success with tax liens and deeds. And to me, the best place to find them is right inside of USTLA. That's what we do. And that's what you're doing right now. But you got to be more consistent. Understand what I'm saying. Not just one time, not just, you know, once a month, consistently, as much as you possibly can, put yourself around the people that are having success where you want to have it. Okay? Number two. So that was environment. Write that down, environment. And one of the things I'd like you to do tonight, when we end this call, is go write down the top five people or the top 3 to 5 people that you're currently surrounding yourself around right now. Okay? Go see what, and then look at their life and see how close it is to yours. Or look at their life and see if it's where you want to be. And if not, you know you got something to change over the next 12 months. Okay? And look, some of this stuff doesn't happen right away. You know, I had a friend of mine, Chris. I've talked about him at the Masteries and stuff, and here's a good guy, and I'm not going to get I'm not going to get much into the story, but, you know, you started to look at a guy that wasn't having success at all. And what I mean by that, he wasn't making the money he wanted to make. He wasn't consistently having success in business. And all of a sudden he starts surrounding himself around people that are having success in business, that are doing the, accomplishing the financial goals they want to accomplish. And 12 months go by and he literally tripled his income in 12 months. That's what happens, you know, that's what happens. So I encourage you to get yourself around the right people. Now, you know, one of the things that I've noticed about USTLA, and I can talk about this because you know what? I don't, and some of you may not know out there, but I was a student just like you, listening to the calls just like you, went to the 3-day workshop just probably like most of you have or most of you are about to do. And if you haven't, get there. Okay. I'm just like you. I've listened to the CDs. I've watched the webinars. Again, if you haven't, go back to step number one, right? Get some information. One of the things that I've noticed was different about Sean and Tony that I love about being around USTLA. And, you know, one of the things was that, and this is the third thing, and you can write this down. This is probably one of the things that I think USTLA has that not a whole lot of other, I want to be careful on what I say, but just not a whole lot of other people have it. Okay. And personally me, I haven't really seen anybody at all other than USTLA. And it's the accountability. Write that down. Accountability. You know, one of the things that I've learned was that we can commit ourselves to having goals. Okay. We can write them down like people say to write them down. We can put them on the wall like people say to put them on the wall. We can say them every day like people say to say them every day, right? We can do all the right things that everybody's saying to do. But without accountability, if I've honestly, and this is just personally me speaking from experience, is without accountability, I don't know how else to achieve a goal. You know, I know people say just write it down, put it in front of you, keep it in front of your face, and eventually it'll happen. For me, and I don't know if most of you are like me out there, and I'm guessing probably most of you are, where you write a goal down, it's in front of your face, and all of a sudden, you know, 12 months go by or 6 months go by, and you realize that you're actually not doing the goal anymore, meaning you're not doing the steps that you need to take. Let's just say there's 10 steps you need to take to create a six-figure income, and you know you need to be doing those 10 steps every single day. But all of a sudden you realize 3 months go by and you're not doing all 10 steps every day. And then you're like, oh man, I got to get back into it. It's kind of like the gym. I mean, I think that's one of the easiest things to relate to sometimes, the gym. Man, I'm going to start going every single day. And all of a sudden a month goes by and you're going maybe once a week or twice a week. Some of you know what I'm talking about out there, right? You know, you made the commitment, you set the goal, you put it in front of your face, you're saying it every day, and then a month or 2 months go by. Think about a goal that you set out before, like I'm talking about, and then all of a sudden, time goes by and you're not doing it anymore. And then all of a sudden it comes back up again where somebody starts talking about a goal again or a dream or a desire. And then, you know, you get that motivation again or that inspiration. You're excited again. And then you set the goal again and you put it on the paper again and you look at it again. And all of a sudden again, 2 months, 3 months go by and you find out you're not doing all 10 things again. And what I've noticed is that happened in my life over and over and over and over and over and over and over. To eventually where I started saying, I keep committing to goals and I keep setting up goals that I want to accomplish in the next 12, 24 months, week, 2 weeks, whatever it was. But every time I get to that time frame, I'm not even doing it anymore. You know what I mean? It's kind of like, man, I want to make a six-figure income doing tax liens and tax deeds and 12 months go by. I'm not even looking at lists anymore, let alone making money doing it. So, when I mentioned the accountability was why it's important to have somebody hold you accountable is because, and when I say accountability, let me explain something on that. You need somebody that's going to hold you accountable, that somebody that's already has a lot more success. That, again, my opinion, just my opinion, someone that's having more success than you're having. Somebody that's been there where you want to be, because then they know what it takes. They know how to handle you, right? And so I say find one or two people that are going to hold you accountable in this business, in the tax lien and tax deed business. Because look, one of the calls that I did, and I don't know if everybody on the call right now was able to listen to it, But one of the calls that I did, I don't know exactly how long ago it was, but I talked about the three things that you need to be doing every single day, right? What three things do you need to be doing every single day to have success in this business? To have success doing tax liens and tax deeds, it comes down to doing three things. And the challenge is most people aren't doing those three things every single day. Now, I know some of you that haven't listened to that call is now saying to yourself, what are those three things? And instead of me getting an email probably in the next week or so and somebody asking me, well, what were they? I'll just go ahead and tell them to you really quick, all right? Number one was pulling lists. Number two was doing research. And number three was going to auctions. That's what it takes to be successful in this business. So the question you got to ask yourself, or your accountability partner, is if they know you need to be doing those three things every single day, set out a time frame that you're going to do it every day, right? Block time. So, I mean, how many times did Sean and Tony talk about that? How many times do we talk about blocking time? So the question you want to ask yourself is what day and what time are you going to spend that 1 or 2 or 3 hours or 30 minutes, whatever it is that you have, every single day? I believe you need to be consistent with it initially for at least the first couple months, every single day. Who's holding you accountable to make sure you're doing those three things? Pulling lists, doing research, and showing up at auctions. Because if you have somebody, let me say this, if you have somebody and you know every single day, they are 100% going to say, did you do what you're supposed to? And well, hey, let me ask you this. What if I or Tony or Sean or somebody like that every single day had to make a phone call to you and said, are you doing this right now? Or did you do this today? How many times are you going to say no? You know what I mean? So you force yourself to do the things that you know you need to do. And I don't think it's, you know, I don't think it's necessarily somebody knows, like the people that we look at sometimes, and we can look at a house from the outside in. And what I mean is, you know, you're looking at somebody's lifestyle and you're saying, man, they've been able to do it all on their own. But you don't realize there's somebody behind the scenes that have been holding them accountable their whole life and making sure they're doing what they're supposed to do. Because if there's things that you have to do from A to Z, who's making sure that you're doing those every single day? Let me explain something. When I got somebody that held me accountable to do the things that I knew I needed to do, but I just wasn't doing it, right? Like going to the gym. You know you need to go, but you're just not showing up. But if you knew the coach was showing up every single morning and they were driving an hour to be there to get to meet you, you're going to show up. It's like eating, right? There's only so much when you have a nutritionist that's living with you, let's just say, and every day they're making sure you're eating right. You don't really have a choice, right? I mean, you still do. Not literally, but you know what I mean. So find somebody that's going to hold you accountable to that, right? Accountability. Time block the time. Do those three things. Make sure you're consistently doing it. And then the fourth thing, which is the last thing, which I believe that is the most important thing. You've probably heard me say it about 20 times since we've been on this call for the last, I don't know, 25 minutes or 30 minutes or so, whatever we've been on the call so far, is the key component that makes the other three things tick. Okay. So it's what makes you consistently get information. It's what makes you being around the right environment. It's what makes you getting the accountability partner and actually going out there and making sure that these things are happening. And the fourth thing to me that I think you need to be a successful real estate investor, and really actually I was in Sacramento. I was in California, and I was having dinner with I was having dinner with Dante and Tony. That's right. I was having dinner with Dante and Tony. And this is kind of where I came up with the fourth thing. This is where I came up with where, you know, what does it take to be a successful real estate investor? I initially used to have those three things until I was, you know, really got to sit down with Sean and Tony, or I'm sorry, at this time, Tony and Dante, and say, look, these are the three things I've noticed it takes to be a successful real estate investor. Is there anything else that you think you need to make it happen? And as I was sitting there talking to Tony, We were just sitting there having dinner, having a conversation. He said, Mario, the thing that most people are missing, and 98% of the world that don't accomplish their goals that are missing, it's the most simple thing. Meaning when I say simple, meaning it sounds so simple, but not everybody does it. He said, and if everybody can be, write this down, consistent, right? Be consistent with pulling lists every day. Be consistent with showing up at auctions when they're coming up. Be consistent with doing research every day. Be consistent with learning and getting information and becoming better and moving towards those 10,000 hours. Be consistent around being around the right environment, being around the right people, putting yourself around the people that are having, you know, super success and where you want to have super success, right? Be consistent with having the person hold you accountable, meaning that making sure that you're consistently having people in your life holding you accountable. If you're being consistent in your life, I mean, look at it, right? It's like, it goes back to I bring up the gym because I had such a tough time before I met Tony Martinez to be consistent with going to the gym. I really did. I just had a problem being consistent. And I kept telling him, I'm like, you know, Tony, I've been going to the gym for 12 months and I don't see I don't see a difference. He says, well, what do you mean? I said, I don't see a difference. I said, my body, I feel like it looks the same. I've been going to the gym for 12 months. I've been eating right. And look at me. I look the same. You know what I mean? And he said, you go every day. I said, well, I mean, not every day, but I go, you know, most days. He says, well, what does that mean? I said, well, I go 5 days a week. He said, you go 5 days a week? He said, every single week? I said, well, you know, I wouldn't say 5 days a week. And eventually he says, okay, here's what I want you to do. For the next 30 days, I want you to track and put an X on every day that you actually show up at the gym. Sure enough, on average, or those 30 days, I was going about 2 times a week. I was so convinced I was going every single day. And then when I had somebody tell me to lay it out and actually write it down, you know, I was able to not only look at it, but I was able to manage it and measure it. That's the thing that you can ultimately transform, right? And all of a sudden I notice and I'm like, wow, I'm only going 2 days a week. He's like, okay, so ask yourself a question again. I'm going to the gym 2 days a week. I'm average going, you know, the average time I spend is 45 minutes. And then you're asking yourself the question, why do you still look the same? He said, I don't even want to get into the food. You know what I mean? I don't even want to get into the food and what that looks like. You think you're eating right. However, you're probably really eating those cookies and candies. Now, don't tell Tony, but yeah, I was, right? That's what I was eating most of, that ice cream at night. You know what I'm talking about, those ice cream lovers or the candy lovers or the sugar. So, but the consistency. And then sure enough, he said, okay, here's what I want you to do. Every single week, send me the exact days you go, what you did, how long you're there. Well, after the first week, I only went 3 days, and that was one phone call. After the second week, I went 4 days, that was another phone call. And by the third week, eventually, after I realized how much I wanted to not be held accountable, I just showed up and made sure I kept going at least 5 days a week. So the reason why I'm mentioning this whole point is because the more consistent you are, but here's the thing. I believe it's hard to be consistent without having accountability. So I think, again, not that I think, you need all four things to become a successful real estate investor. So here's what I want to do. I believe this call has served you. I know you've gotten value from it. It's the things that we don't think we need that we need. You know, you're probably getting on this call thinking about, man, I'm going to learn about how to look at comps or how to look at, you know, value or the area. But sometimes it's the things that we don't even realize we need that it is that we need. And I know some of you that are listening right now are saying, this is what I needed. You know, I needed this in my life to make a change to become successful in this. So here's what I want you to do. I want to give you a little bit of homework. That's one of the things that I like to do because I believe that you got to leave here and be committed to what you leave doing. So one of the things I want you to do is I want you to find at least 2 to 3 people that you're going to spend more time with on a weekly basis that actually is doing great things in real estate. Whether there are, it could be a real estate investor, it could be a realtor. I mean, just find some people that are having success doing real estate. And when I mean success, they're having success. meaning they're doing a lot better than they're doing what you would like to do. How about that? That's what I would classify as success. Somebody's in the position where they're doing the things that you would like to be doing. Okay. But make sure it's involved in the real estate. So write that down right now. If you didn't write that down, write it down. Find 2 to 3 people you're going to spend more time with on a weekly basis that is actually doing great things in real estate. Okay. And then have one of them hold you accountable. Okay. Have one of them hold you accountable. Which one of those two are going to hold you? If you can get both of them to do it, great. I don't want you to leave this call thinking, well, where am I going to find this person? Search for them. Go out there and find them. How about this? I want you to find those 2 to 3 people in the next 2 weeks. You got 2 weeks. Okay. 2 weeks from this date, you have to go out and get those 2 or 3 people. All right. And have one of them hold you accountable to pulling lists, doing research, and showing up at auctions. Okay. And then the third thing I want you to do is I want you to recommit. And what I mean by that is, look, there's people on this call and I understand what it's like. I know what it's like to be working in a job where I'm working 60 to 70 hours a week. I mean, it was a business that I had, but you know, it was really the business had me. I didn't have it. You know what I'm talking about to some of those business owners. But I was working 60 to 70 hours a week. So the question I was always asking myself, or my excuse that I always came up with, and the stories I was always told myself in my head was, well, where am I going to find the time to do this? Right? Or I would overcommit. And I would say, man, I'm going to do 4 hours a day when I'm already working, you know, 10, 12 hours a day. So one of the things I want you to do is I want you to recommit and block out your time for the next 30 to 45 days. So tonight, not tomorrow, not in a week from now, tonight. Because look, here's the thing. If you don't do it right now, the odds of you doing it are going to go down probably by 80 to 90%. So tonight, I want you to block out the next 30 days of your life as far as doing tax liens and tax deeds. Some of you, and let me say this, some of you that are in a position where you feel like your schedule changes every week and it's impossible for you to do that, that's okay. Then block out a week before. And then every week, remind yourself to block out the next week. Okay? And for some of you that say it changes that often, well then, I would probably figure out a way to get some better control of what's happening, you know, because there are things I know a lot of people, you know, realtors are the best. Well, I always have to answer the phone. I always have to answer calls that are calling me, you know, that are calling in. And, you know, I don't find that true. There are other ways to make it happen. That's not what this call is about. However, block out one of the things I want you to do tonight is take 30 minutes, take an hour and block out your next 30 days or your next week and decide what specific days. What specific hours are you actually going to do this business? Okay. And then what are you going to do? I mean, there's only really 2 things you could be doing, pulling lists and doing research. You know what I mean? Pull lists and do research. Those are the things you need to be doing every single day, every single day. I'm going to say it 1,000 times, pull lists and do research every single day. And then when the auctions show up, make the auctions happen. That's what it takes. There's no special formula, you know, there's no secret sauce that we're not telling you for, so to speak, where you need that's going to make you successful. The things that you need is right here. Here is the special secret sauce, right? Here is the formula, the 4 things I just told you about. So I want you to leave this call and start asking yourself tonight, when am I going to spend those times? When am I going to commit to them? And here's the thing. Don't overcommit. Don't say you're going to do 4 hours a day if you know you're really not. I know what it's like. Again, I know what it's like to, you know, want to overcommit because you feel like you'll be more successful if you overcommit. And then what happens is a week goes by and you're like, there's no way I could do 4 hours. So you end up doing no hours at all because you know you can't do the 4 hours, you know? So look, just commit to what you can do. If you know you could do 30 minutes a day, then just commit 30 minutes a day. If it's 20 minutes a day, just commit 20 minutes a day. Now, I'm not saying that's enough time, but at least what will happen is you'll start to be disciplined to do it every day. And eventually what you'll create is something called a habit. And when you create a habit, now you have a habit of doing it. So now you can start to increase the time as you keep going and moving forward. So initially, don't overcommit. Just commit to something you know for sure 100% that you'll do. Okay? So again, find 2 or 3 people that are doing what you already want to do and they're successful in it, have one of them hold you accountable and recommit. Spend the next 30 days. Block out the time. Make it happen. Go out there and do it, right? I mean, there's only one way to make this happen. It's going out there and actually doing the business. So I hope you enjoyed the call. I don't know. You know what? Matter of fact, I know you enjoyed the call. I know it's what you need out there. I know it's what I needed when I was in that slump trying to figure it out, or I was, you know, starting to do well, but I wanted to do better. So these are the things that you need to leave here with, leave this call with, and go out there and do it. And like I said, but in the beginning of the call, you were going to get the four top things you need to become successful as a real estate investor. And you'll need these for the rest of your life. So look, I know you enjoyed the call. Go out there, make some deals happen. Send us the stories of what you do and the stories of the success you have by making those properties. Make that six-figure income. Go out there, make it happen, and we'll talk to you in a couple weeks.